There's four of us is Zikin, why is he four? To exclude, what are Rishayna saying? Rishayna is 13. So I'm saying there's four. So that's like this is gonna speak out. The mother doesn't mean to exclude that I disagree with the Rishayna. No reason to disagree with the Rishayna. It just means to say I'm focusing on the main four as opposed to the Rishayna who extended it to all types of Adam. So Bishlema the Tanidon Minyana says 13, says 24. Bishai says, no, I'm focusing on the moment, I'm not focusing on Knas. Why does says 24? If he's saying 24, he's meaning 24 and not something else. What's he coming to exclude? Answer the Gemara, Moisa Mefagel, to exclude Moisa and Mefagel. If somebody is Moisa, he tells the government to claim, take away the field of somebody else's. That's called Moisa. And Mefagel, and somebody has Kavon on their own Mashal. Seen Rashi, what exactly Mashal he had. But the point is that here you've got two other Mazikin that could have been included, and for some reason, Mechiah didn't want to focus on them. So why didn't he? Why did he not include them? He included so many things. Why didn't he include that? So Bishem, you could say he didn't include Mefagel because the Kotchin loikamai. He doesn't want to focus on Kotchin. Maybe he wants to focus on Chulin. Truma, but Kotchin not. Why did he not bring it out? Moisa has nothing to do about Kotchin. So why did he not talk about Moisa? Why didn't he mention Moisa in his list? Why was he focusing on everything apart from Moisa? Answer the Gemara, Shani Moisa, the Diburo is just Dibur. The Diburo, he didn't want to focus on things that was just with Dibur. All the things that Abkhir brought down were all action-related Mazikin. Ways to swim a carefully he stole. Stole as an act, he shechted. He said, Gane, all these are action-related activities. And that's what Rebbe is focusing on. Anything which is just dibble, like Moisa, which is just a dibble, dibble, he's not focusing on. Maybe Gemara,
At this point, we're still holding that on, except that's written in the most of written in
It's a mazik, comes under the category of mazik,
Please.
like in Matam and Manasseh. Yeah, Shemra, the Dibur, Shemra, it's not an activity related hezek. Ukdonian did say it. If you said Mitzi Shemra, why didn't he say Moisa? Answers the Gemara, Dibur, the Isbi, Maiser, who? That, as we'll see in Rashi and Tosis, that Moitzi Shemra is only Chayiv if there was some activity together with it. He was Boyana, he was Sechei Disheke, some activity together with Moitzi Shemra. That's when it's Chayiv. So it's not just Dibur, it's a Dibur together with some activity. Read the Gemara, read him Zaymim, Dibur de Tzvi Maisu, Oktoni, read him Zaymim is a Dibur that doesn't have a Maisa, and yet he does say it. Read him Zaymim is pure speech. What's the difference between Maitzi Shemra and read him Zaymim? Both of them, they come to base and they speak. He says, Mother, Blame Tzasi Besulin, that's Maitzi Shemra, and read him Zaymim saying that this person stole. And I've got we're testifying. So what's the difference between them? Here's the big chiddush of the answer. Avagav hosom there by idim zaymim. Avagav the nesbe even though there's no maaseh. Yachmono kariy maaseh. The Torah considered as a maaseh. Echsev ansiyim loy kasher domam laasoyis laochir. You see the Torah said speaking about. Giving testimony is considered an act or they plan to do to the brother. It's so considered an act. I'll tell you, considered an act.
Also remains a problem.
And that's why I didn't bring it down. Why did Lukia say 24? What was he going to say? He said, I'm not focusing on Mesa. Why not Mesa? Because Mesa just did with Allah.
So is it real Nazak? Or is this wrong?
It's Garmir.
What?
Garmir.
Which is
Garmir? Mesa.
There's no Mesa whatsoever, right? So now, at his response, even though it's not including any of the rest in the price, is he responsible for the most?
It's hard to pay.
It's hard to pay. It's just people are like, no Mesa whatsoever.
Right. It's an example where a person has to pay even without doing anything. Just speech.
Is there any other example? Or just one example?
Well, Beit Shemra or
Adam Zayman.
There's no Mesa. You consider that Mesa. Right.
No, it's pure on the top of the
deep. There can't be another example, otherwise you would have said the other example as well.
So where's the Kedesh monastery? How do you know that he said this person will come involved in taxes to the government?
It has to be in the case of Garmi, where he directs the government to the property. But yeah. Garmi, we know you're chayv for Garmi.
How do we know that person having no one to find that? You don't just say it's just people and it's. Like,
okay,
I promise.
Rechia wasn't coming, we mentioned this before. Rechia wasn't coming to teach us halachos. All these things are mentioned elsewhere in Shas. And Mesa mentioned that a person's chayfet. You want to know where that sugya knows that time, you have to go into that sugya. That takes a good say. It depends if you're doing Dina Dagami. If you're holding Dina Dagami, it's the rice. Otherwise, it's just a curse.
Doesn't Gandhi have to be done by the Yudai?
What do you mean by the
Yudai? Yes, you have to do something physical. No?
No. Mesa is an example of that. Right. Yeah,
that's the winner. I've never done that song, sure.
It was.
Yeah, most of it is not. Barney is comparable to the same one of those three things. Brown has three things.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Has to be the eye, has to be the eye that causes the issue right away.
What do you mean by being there?
It's not as good as itself.
What do you mean by being there? Meet me out. What do you mean? Not what you mean. There's no din being there in Bay, so big. I mean, as versus a clean. What do you mean?
If you have hands, you would actually know that.
Well, Mace is an example, not like this. You have to go back to him and tell him, he said, no, Mace is a case of Garmi without that. So you've got to go back to him and say, the next session, okay, say that.
You could say, I'm a different term of Mace. You could say, Mace is actually. Taking steps that would be important on the as a result of which there will be action.
All the cases we've seen, like Shemraz, he had to have an act. Or Eden Zayman and Terry says, you did this act. But Moshe said that I did the speech and somebody else, the guy is going to do the act. That's not me, that's the, I didn't do the act.
So by Aiden Zomer, what was the reason why I was saying this is an action?
The Torah considers it an act. Because the Zomer and the Asot
Lachim. But he didn't do it.
Right. If
you're going to learn from this, why don't you say this will then teach that any people that causes some kind of a problem will be an action?
Again, I'm saying again that none of these Rebbechia were not coming to teach us halachos. They weren't coming to teach, they were coming to list all the different mazikim. So if you want to say you love Eidim Zayman to Moshe, but Bakasha, it doesn't bother me. And, we're not coming to teach us halachos. They were coming to say there's this and this and this and this and this we have Chiyuvi. One of them is Moshe. Moshe
is not
on the list because it's just different.
Oh, it's
also in the
book.
It's not. And the third said, so it's considered an activity. Well, Mace is also an activity. It's not an activity. The third considered Eden Zayman. We spoke about it last time. Why should it be? Where's the activity exactly? What is the last? That we gave said that the psakdin that they spoke, either the psakdin was given on them. So that was the read of the shiur and last time. Okay, but now we have to go over Rashi. After Rashi, the word is elamin yalam. But in order to do it, I just want to go over the Gemara together with Rashi. Okay, just a little bit. Let's go over the Gemara one more time. This time with Rashi. I didn't do it the first time because I wanted the flow to go. There's the Gemara. I understand how Tana Minyono Limut Rabbi Shaye. He says, "Bore to exclude Rabbi Shaye." The 13 Rabbi Shaye. And Rabbi Shaye was Tana Minyono Limut Rabbi Chiye. Ela Minyono Rabbi Chiye Limut Mai. Says Rashi, Ela Minyono Rabbi Chiye Limut Mai. Deloy Mashiv Badai. What's not included in the list that he brought down? So he says, Moise, back to the Gemara, you have one thing on the plate, and the Gemara, one thing in Rashi. Imota, Moise, Mafag. Says Rashi, what does Moise say? Malshin. The person who snitches, English word for his slanders. Shemoise, Moman, Haveri, La Ubi, Yukhovim. He gives over by slandering somebody else's, his friend's money, his fellow's money, to a good. That's one. And Mafagel is the other one. What's Mafagel? Says Rashi. Remember, this Rashi is very difficult. For some reason, Rashi wants to know Mafagel is not the normal case of Pigel. It's a case of the Kohen who had the wrong Mashove when he shefted the Korban of Yisrael. So there's a Korban of Yisrael that was meant to be a Chatos, and he shefted it in the Shlomim. Such a korban is a valid korban, but the bailim haven't been used to the chiyuv, and they have to bring another korban. So he caused the bailim a loss by his machshav. He caused the bailim a loss. So he said, "Bishem and mafagel, because of the kamay." Back to the gemara. Bishem and mafagel.
Standard definition,
yeah, and why it says coin will be a soul that shefts a korban, the same thing. You don't need a coin to shef the korban, and why it says chatos shem shlomim, because it's talking about normal pigel. And if you want to talk about this type, why is it talking about a case where at least the korban is good, just doesn't work so well, because it's talking about a better case where the korban is completely possible. Again, we're coming to explain what the word mefagel means. How did Rashi know that in the word mefagel it means all this? Mefagel normally means pigel. He had machshava to pass the korban for the pigel. Now, if one puts his mind, that's what pigel means. Pigel is puts his mind. Here, this person, Rashi is explaining it, doesn't mean he puts his mind. It means he has korban to make the korban kosher, just not for the. It didn't work for the Bible. Why did Rashi go out of his way to explain the Fagel differently to no one? Can you show us Kasha? Spent last time seeing that Kasha as well. So, why did he not bring down his dinim? So he's saying, Bishlaimer, back to the God, Bishlaimer, Mephagel, Vikolchim, like a Mari. Mephagel, you don't want to talk about culture. Okay. And I'm wasting my time here, Tony. Why am I wasting? Does he not explain it? Answers the Gemara, Shani Mesa, the Dibor, it's just speech. Or the Dibor, like a man. Pay the Gemara, the Mesa Shema, the Dibor, Tony. Mesa Shema is divine. Yeah, he does bring it down. So what's the difference between Mesa and Mesa Shema? Answers the Gemara, Dibur this way, Maisa. Says Rashi, Moiti Shema, Dibur this way, Maisa. Beilo, that's what Rashi says. It means Beilo. Toitsi said it could be Edi Sheker, that's the same as Dibur this way, Maisa. Says there's another ship that said they're high in Edi Sheker. Hey, the Gemara.
Why is that all the licenses are going together?
Say, pay the sheker to pay the money. It's an activity, payment. Pay the Gemara, why is it so even? The poor lesson, my soul, Tony. What about Eden Zaymin? That's it, but there's not another Maisa yet. If he didn't bring it down. Answer the Gemara, also, I'm happy with the lesson, Maisa. If there was no Maisa, I want to carry Maisa. Don't consider it a Maisa. Let's see. I see the law, because the Zaman Gah says, okay, they were planning to do something. It wasn't successful, but they were planning to do something. The token says they're doing. So since the token says they're doing, that's called a... So he said, our Tana says 4 to exclude every Shai. Shai says 13 to exclude 24. It says, Taisis, Haini Ute, we spoke this out, Haini Ute, this word, Limute, which normally means to exclude, La Mishum. The less late is not that a Messiah doesn't hold up a Bechir, but why shouldn't he? Ela Keloima, Lim Ute, did I argue? To exclude means I'm not talking about it, I'm not focusing on his things. I agree to him. Normally, Lim Ute means I disagree. Lim Ute, the Rebuter means I disagree on him. Rebuter holds this and this and this, I disagree. But this Lim Ute doesn't mean that. Nimuti Moise. So all the two that he doesn't bring down, Moise Mapag. Says Daisis, why didn't we have other ones you could have said as well? Have a Matalamim here. There were other things as well that he could have spoken out. Nimuti Kofa, Shoshim Shalevet. There are other things, other liabilities a person can have due to being Mazik, which aren't mentioned in the list of Ibkhir. So there's four really. Right? There's four things. There's 28 of us as you can. That's what comes out. Right, Yossi, I'll know them about that. Right, and Shabbos on Friday night, you'll talk about it. There's 28 of us as you can, not 24. There's 28. There's 24 that Rukhiya said. And besides that, there's also Moise, Befagel. And now it has got two more. Kofer and Shlishim Shel Eved. So why not these two? Kofer, if a shuri kills somebody, the owner of that show has to pay. Show Mu'ud kills someone. The owner of that show has to pay. Let it be a knas. It is a knas, sure. But he is happy to talk about knosses. He spoke about a whole bunch of them. Oedis, Mephate, all knosses, Mitzishem, our knas. So why are you not talking about Kofa, Shlesh, Mishad, Eved? We've spoken about those as well.
Maybe he also took a kapara.
More kufa kapara. So it's not called a nezik at all. Even to kapora, I mean, it's a type of nezik, just the way you work it out. Okay, very sweet. Cool. Why did they not bring them down? It shouldn't have been tall or even how you. All of the Bechir's cases were mazikim, were not lethal killings. Of people, right? None of them are people. Show doesn't bother me if it show dies. So I mean, first, so maybe the shlishim shel eved and kofer, so that way the person got killed, and the mechira wasn't focusing on people getting killed. So really, there's 28. Or meitzim mafagel.
He's leaving, no?
Or meitzim mafagel. He said 24. He said the
number. But
they know if they say 24, you're coming to exclude something. If I come to tell you, Tono Mignono and Ute Mai, there's a klal in the Shnayas and Graces. If you tell me a number, and you're saying only these and not something else, and something else you wouldn't know about, but I'm not including that, right? I tell you a Isha is going to be shared with. Right, Ishnikam means three as opposed to some other way which by Kalkin's Kona, then Ish is not Kona. If I tell you a number, I'm going to exclude something. So So if I come to the basic measures and tell you, no, there's 24 of Ezekiel, by me telling you there's 24, I'm not going to say the whole list, means I've come to tell you, and there is something else I'm not including. Why is that the way of Shah?
Why would you want to see something?
Because he doesn't want to focus on that. Class. He doesn't want to focus on class. Doesn't want to focus about Ketola, doesn't want to focus about Kotchin, doesn't want to focus about something without Maisa. He's focused, there's 24 things which if you do with an act, you're going to be chayav. Now there's something else without acts, but why did each Tana, why did Rabbi Shaya not want to talk about class?
He says
over
here, he said a number of
different
things. Purpose?
Yeah.
You're saying, I don't
want to
talk about
those. I want to focus on Molly. We saw in the gestations. The previous stages, but it doesn't disagree.
Why?
I'm focusing on Molly. In Molly, there's 13. In activities you do, be dying, there's 24. There are more, there's more liabilities, but these are four that I'm focusing on, 13 or 24. You're right, normally limuti means I disagree on the other one. That's not true here. I'm just not focusing on class. Maisa mafagel, says Jesus. Even if you don't, and you hold, if it's just gami, you're not going to be chayv. For gami, you will not be chayv. But these you would be chayv. Nachayv mishum knas. That gives us a special knas that tells you that for Moisa Mafagel, even though generally under the category, it would come under the category of Garmi. And generally, we hold, this Tana would hold that Garmi is a groma. And Poto, nevertheless, these two are exception to the rule, and these two would be chayv mishum knas. Yeah.
This is Mafagel.
Why does it classify with the amazing or the shogi? What is it? The fire, a lot of mice is only if you do the amazing. Okay, Zibur.
So from Rashi, we would know that the Mishnah wasn't talking about Misa by Adam. Is it compared to Bor?
Compared to Bor. And the boy is only.
We were talking about a poor of 10 and not a call. So Rashi didn't have to mention it because he did really.
No, I don't. But cat, if you're going to tell me that boy is talking about a boy of 10, so we are talking about a person died.
No, we're talking about a poor dying.
And not a person.
Not a person. Because otherwise we wouldn't have been able to compare. We were comparing shore to a board, no? What was it?
Where was this? Rashi Tana all has a show. The mother do me the boyton. Although my mind is Nizki, although the Honda called again. Again, Rashi says, we're talking about a beard, like almost at the end of the narrow lines in Tavalon and Mason. Talking about a boy of beard, and that's why. Tana all of the Azik show, we have a Nizki mom. A mame do me the boy, Tony, a boy, my mind is the other. A boy is talking about a boy is talking about mom and they got damaged, not a person. Because if it'd be a person that fell in, it'd be Potter. So you're talking about a person who died, but not talking about Chiyuvim of a person, you're talking about a person who died, but you wouldn't be Chayv. So what's the Mishnah talking about? Chiyuvim for mom. She's saying that we're not talking about liabilities caused to the death of a person. Fine. Toises and Ote Dibur this be Maisa. So Yossi will ask Rabbi Solomon about Maisa. It could be maybe he holds that we pass in Loido in Dina Degami. And Maisa is accepted him for the class, but you have to ask him. and get back to us. And the Gemara is clear that Moshe, you do need to pay. Tibur this way, Moshe. So he said that Moshe Shema is a Tibur the Isfe Moshe. Why Rashi already told us why? Why? Because of the Moshe Bia. Says so that's true. Tibur Ksubas Peg Naye. Amen Benezer Ben Yankiv. Toinem Udvam Alolu. Ela Kishabon. Benezer Ben Yankiv said that the din of Moshe Shema is only applicable if he was Boaz. He did that. And then he brings another time, which Rashi didn't bring Rebuda. Is the awesome Rebuda holds that she is Ke'idu. Then you're not a person, not a Moshe Shema until he hired witnesses. Well, there's two activities, two possible activities. Either the activity of the Maisa Be'ilah or the activity of hiring false witnesses. In both cases, both shot him, there's an activity involved. It's not just the speech.
Now,
yeah?
The Be'ilah was before the speech.
No.
So,
but since the speech is not valid unless he does that Be'ilah, so it's included in the liability. The liability is only got tokyet if he did the act.
I understand. Why we don't view the Moshe Shema only as speech? Because I mean, it was a different act. We're saying that he was all
yeah, along. Yeah, it was a different act. If it's a different act, then there's no reason why Moshe Shema should only be valid if it had that different act. Means Moshe Shema is, the activity of Moshe Shema is performing an act and then speaking about it. That's not what Moshe Shema is. It's not just someone coming to base and speaking. But then what's a shaker, what's up giving what he did the night before? So
I'm not sure how
right. No, so you see the Torah is saying that if you would come the next day and say, you know what, when we tell him it's from Surim, I didn't do any activity, but when we tell him it's from Surim, he would not be counted at all. He wouldn't need to pay anything. It's only because he did the act and speech. So it goes together. Two are connected.
Something that happened months ago?
Well, during the course of the engagement.
It's not
just the Aiden came. He hired these false witnesses. When did he hire the false witnesses? Just before he came to Basin. So the activity of hiring false witnesses together with making a claim is what's making him have to pay 100 kesef. Back to the Gemara. First word in the line is that's the Ochim. It's all very well according to our Tane. Tana Ovois. You know why it's called Ovois? Mechal Dikit Toldis. There are Toldis. There's four main categories. And then under the four main categories, you have other ones. Base, what do we have? Shen. What's the Told of Shen? Scratching his back on a wall. Hey, Rego, what's the Told of Rego? No, crouching. We said it was carrot. Sorry, it's going to be a Told of Rego. There's other Told of Rego as well, but. So it should be a good one, yeah. When we say other ones, it's walking and it's got shift shell out. As it's walking, its bit knocks into things, or its sandal packs knock it in. It's all told us of regular. What's the told of age? What's the told of age? Very good, very good to me. I put down something on the roof and it falls down. Knife, a man, second. What's the total Karen? The Gifa. The finish here on the couch. There you go.
That's wrong.
Gifa is
an R. 29.
No. It's the same thing. It's Karen. It's exactly the same thing. But when we talk about the Gifa, it's a Torah talks about the Gifa is an R. What we talk about the Gifa is pushing. And that is a Toldah. And Begitze, all the others that we just said have told us. What's the Toldah of Adam? That's good. Yosha. Right. Very good. So that's Toldah is for all of them. So very good. So that's why it's called always.
But the contribution every
year. What's the Adam?
What's the Maki Nefesh the Amish or Menor?
He's right, somebody. So the whole day is when he's walking around.
He's when he's sleeping. So the top of that. Down the curve. Told him the whole day always.
It's on Gimel at base.
Gimel at base.
Top third.
Top third.
Of
oh, my told this is very good. Avni, if you say that Avni told the Osha, it's on two. Yeah, so it's Kirvenir. Kirvenir, it's a spit that comes out of his mouth.
Ooh.
Right? Right. Okay, so that's the tallest. But these other ones over here, why over here, Bishai, what's why you call them obvious? What's the total of Kefir? What's the total of all those? And over here, Bishai, always, tallest. If it says always, means it must be tallest. So they say, my knee, or what are the tallest? Why are you calling them obvious? We don't have any tallest for them. I remember Kulon always the Shalami meeting. You're right. We've got a new chat why things are called obvious. They're not not because it's always. They're like the obvious, just like the four obvious. There's a thing you pay me meter. So to all these other ones, all these 24, you pay me meter. One pays me meter. Kulon ke obvious. They're not obvious, they're like obvious. The Shalami meter. My time, why? As the attack hasn't seen each other. So, we're going to see Rashi what that means. Yeah, what's it all?
The rabbi's statement basically, Josh, he taught us and taught their students, Avos. Ke Avos. I don't like it, so why change it? I can change it. They said Avos. They said Avos.
So what do they mean when they said Avos?
They said Ke Avos.
So what do they mean when they said Avos?
They meant Avos.
Oh yeah, what told it?
What
told it?
What
told it?
I guess Avos definition not mean Avos. That's what we said.
Well, translate the word Av in English.
Main cabin.
No, that's not translation. Av, please. Daddy. Daddy, by definition, must have a child. Otherwise, he's not a daddy. It does in English. That's like no. Somebody's a father. He must have a child. Although somebody gets married, he's not necessarily a father until
child.
He has a child. So Av means that, whether you like it or not. Obviously, of course, we're calling it the main category because we'll translate it for this.
So the nice vessel that word includes the spider of the sun, Av Mamash.
Right. So it's not a main category.
Well, you're right.
They're not main categories. Once you tell me main category means, I understand that you should say main category means the subcategories, and this is like the main one at the top. But there's no subcategories.
At the end of the day, we're saying an argument for our surrogate, we're telling our, I think something that is in its full
made up.
Way made up.
No, that's why it's made up.
It's the category, it's any fully made
up. Category in English, again, category means. Like you box them, this is like a group of things. And that's what category is. If you've got individual things, they're not categories. This and this and this and this and this are not categories, all individual items, in which were they categories. Categories are they've been labeled this group and this group and this group and this group. So obvious doesn't mean obvious. Say them. You're obvious. The reason why they use the word obvious is to say, hey, you're paying me meter. You don't like it.
don't like it.
There's not much you can do about that.
Yeah.
Boy, else can imagine he was in that shit. The Tana comes in. There's 24 of his Zikin. He comes over and says, his father says, no, there's 28. No, my father, my Rebbe told me there's 24. No, he meant 24. I'm talking about there's another four I'm not talking about. Then he said, my Rebbe told me there's obviously no, there's no obvious Zikin. There's no cat, some categories. No, he meant the light of this. Can imagine how he also be frustrated.
I'm very frustrated, bro. I'll go to the next day.
Right. I can just see Yossi coming to the reality. I have an idea. I have a suggestion. You just see it. Okay, here it comes. Rashi.
It could have said four more.
Yeah, he could have said four more, and he could have said also, could always be the lead. Rashi, Mechlal Dikin told Ois, could have a Shina level. Yeah, you see this, it's third last line. Each one has got a toldo. Negifa, neshicha, v'keren, ischachela, also toldo b'shem, chiyakula. Tachas nesino, ishan kosev. Remember this Rashi went to Rir, Chazora? No. Oh, aval. Top of this four words. Tachas nesino, ishan kosev. The v'kulu k'siv. With all of these obvious, 24 obvious, you have pairs, one of these things. Either word tachas, or nesina, or isha, then you go kesef. Now, Rashi saying it slowly. Oy tachas, the gaminon tachas, tachas mishoimut, and vekigzer shal, says tachas by these, and says tachas by shoimut, tersib be shoy, tachas tashoy, ma hosom, mi meitav, just like by shoimut. You certainly pay me meta. So to the end, you pay me meta. How do you know you pay me by Shemud meta? The Goma, Mishen, Veregel. Because Shemud is equated to Shem Veregel. The Sibbei, by Shem Veregel, it says meta today. So just by Shem Veregel, since by Shem Veregel says meta today, so to Afghan, meta. So too, all the other ones are meta. Shemvon, the Shah, and Karka, Lenizim. If somebody has to pay karka, doesn't have money, so he wants to pay karka to the nizik for the damage he did, magbihoi mina idis. He claims it from the idis. So that he says tachas. If he says tachas, tachas teaches me that what? That you can learn from shemud, and shemud learns from shemeregel, memela we know it has to be down from idis. Oi, nesina. Sometimes it says the word nesino. If it says the word nesino, then again we learn it from nesino. Goma nesino nesino mishoy shenogam se eved. We learn it shover from a shoy that's not good for the eved. Desibbe yite, and we know a shoy pays minamud because you learn that from shemir egel, and therefore you know that whatever says nesino pays idis. Oi, the next drosh is Yishalim. Sometimes it says the word Yishalim. Now, if it says the word Yishalim, you don't need to do it two stages. You go directly. You come on Mishal Regel. You go on it directly from Mishal Regel. Simply meet up, come with Yishalim. And now we know it's Idis, and therefore you pay Idis for the other ones. And the last possibility is to say the word Kesev. If it says Kesev, you go on Miboy. There's simply Kesev, Yoshim, Bimolo. And all the Arba always Gemir Kulu Mishen Beregel. You learn them all from Mishen Beregel. And therefore, just like Bo is Mu'ud, so too anything that says the word Kesev is. So just like Bo, you pay me Idis, so to anything which you has the word Kesev, you pay me Idis. So that's our Dhamma of Rashi. With this, you'll be able to understand the whole Hemshchik of Rashi. What Rashi said so far is his four main keywords: Tachas, Nesina, Yishan, and Kosev. And any of the obvious Zikin, any of the 24 that appear in these four words, you learn them out from one of the four obvious Zikin, either from Shoy, or from Shemeregen, or from Boy. That's where you learn it from. Either from Shoy Keren, Shemeregen, or Boy. In each of them, it says one of those key words.
Shem Regal is obviously the best one. So the Shalim, it says that clearly it is. Or you learn it through Shoyses Tachas. Or you learn it through Boy, Boyses Kesef. Which one said Yitin? Also, show the Tnegech, a person and show the Tnegech and Ebit. So, very good, let's go through them. Carson, yes, you want to read a bit?
Yishalim,
you should be told by which the word that is.
Yishalim.
Right.
Basically, it says he has to pay.
The word.
And the borrower, it says, Ba'alav e'imo shalim yishalim. Yishalim.
Oh, that's good. Very good.
When his own, when the owner of the item is with him,
with nothing,
with him, then he has to pay. And Osessa, how somebody takes money for what item to give, was it said, Igalo, Igalev, Mimo, Yishalem. If it is stolen from him, he has to pay. So, one who is a renter, Eno can do but we will. Regards to a person who causes an injury to his friend, they see the pasuk says, "Nesina." No.
Yeah. So Nesina says Nesina. Why? Where do we see it says Nesina?
Okay. Inatetin.
Oh, very goodness.
The ayu mamon, it means money. And we done, we have the art from him. Then, in the Delchinam, the Chobet, like we learn out in Erech HaChoyden. Bitzah, with regards to the pain caused, to see, because it says, Bitzah, that has spots. So,
ah, that has spots. We can do it in the...
That has
spots. Right.
There's a that has spots. In the Delchinam, we learn out the Kamah, the Kamah HaChobet. Bitzah, that has spots. He then saw to pay for the pain, the makom nezek, in addition to the damage that he caused.
So you see that tsar is an av, right? That's a type of sponsor. You see, not the time. You see where we learn tsar from, and it's used in the word tars.
So it is an av?
Yeah, it's an av.
It's an av.
It's kav.
So that's a nezek.
Carry on.
I'm just thinking the best doesn't have any off, like any problems.
Tar doesn't have a toll.
Can we see something by the skin, the fingernail?
No, it's not toll. That's what you see. You have tar with it's known as.
Oh, it's tar.
Ripoy.
Ripoy the shell is to see Nesina. No, dead.
You take
the whole. The Rapay.
Rapay, right. So you see the book Ripoy and Sheves is the word Nesina with it.
Ube Moishes to see Tahas Gabe.
Oh, this is my father.
Oh, this is my father. The Chim Tahas Asher Ina.
Mm-hmm.
But that he took advantage of her or caused the
pain.
Yeah. The Elu Na'aros, Chamishim Kesef Tachas Ha'inui. He has to pay 50 Kesef for the pain that he caused.
Tachas Ha'inui means, we saw it means, Tachas Ha'inui means there's something else. About 50 for this, but there's other things as well. We're trying to prove where we see that there's bushes. But where do we find the Muslim bushes? So he said, you find it by Ma'anis. Because it says, Tachas Ha'inu, we darshan. Why does the Torah tell you why you have to pay 50? The Torah says, I'm telling you, 50 is for that, but there's something else as well. It's also bushes.
So you see, it becomes included in the word twice.
But it says Inu.
Yeah.
Inu is the motion.
When you see the word Boshu from Inu, Inu is the Maisa of being honest, raping.
Inu, we have my own paper.
That's right.
Right? So I'm saying it could be any kind of Inu, Inu can be something on its own, no? But I
didn't
know how
much the word
Inu
means. No, no, we didn't. We know this, that when the Torah says that you have to pay 50 kesef, Torah says you have to pay 50. The Torah didn't just stop there, you have to pay 50. So explain why you have to pay 50. So what? Why does Torah come to tell me extra? Just say you have to pay 50. The Torah would be Megala, that besides the 50, the 50 is for the Inu. But there's something else as well you have to pay. What is the other thing to him? What does the person do when he's not answered? He's also in a buying shop. So that's where we know that there's a Muslim operation. The fact that Torah said that you have to pay 50 besides something else means the Bishop says, well, says what? Use the word tafas. Okay, the Shnach in there.
This is a question for the love of God. So she was, if she were to marry him, and then divorce, you would have to pay the suma.
She would be married in the whole
school. Let's say she got married to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
He signed the suma, but right? I
think we're going off the topic. Let's go back to the sign. Yeah. Okay.
Nishna,
first word of the line is Nishna Hina. Now comes in, you Mahala. How do we know? The five of Beishis and Tsar and Sheves on Ripoyu. This is
another reason, another way of going it.
Right.
Since it says by a person who strikes a friend, the Lashon Tahas, it be Tahas also, Uru Chamisha Devarim Didei Mihasa Gamina. All of them are learned out from that. How so?
Because these five are all connected. Nezik, Tzari, Pushevas, Wishes are all connected. They're all mazik and they happen when a person injures a friend. And therefore, just like one of them is you pay midis, so to all of them you have to pay midis. You don't need to find a separate one for Ripoy and for Shevas that we've been trying to find. So since the Chayvah says you have to pay midis and the Chayvah's five for Mishadorim, it goes without saying that all five have the same halach.
With the shulman, if in regards to paying double, you see the apostle said, "Yishalem shnayim," has to be double.
Shalem, right? The shulman above Hamisha Ksiv.
With the shulman above Hamisha Ksiv, Hamisha Batal, and Shalem Tachas.
Right.
We carry the Gana. And the principle of the Gan has to pay, Bichlal Kefehu, it's learned out from the aspect of Kefeh. Ubigad Aslan, Kisib, and with regards to the Gan, in certain places.
Karen, the Gan of Bechval Kefehu. Karen, how do you know that Karen has to pay for this? Because Kefal has to pay this. Kefal has to pay this, and Karen is included in the category of Kefal. Right, kefal is keren plus. Mm-hmm. So if the kefal is idis, so the keren is going to be idis. And dalet vehei.
Mm-hmm.
We get the ksiv nesino.
Nesino v'nasan ve'asher asham lo. Basically that, the one who we damaged, asham lo, who he was guilty. The eidim zomim nesino v'hu, nefesh,
Benefesh. Base is the commander of Tachas Dom. It's as if it's written the word Tachas. That's what it means. Nefesh, Benefesh. What does that mean? It's life for a life in place of a life. Soul in place of a soul.
Kesef,
and Natan, the Abiyana, Mefatin says.
Mefatin says, Kesef Yishkol. Kesef Yishkol in Moab is Sundays.
Right. So he says, what Kesef? And makes it Shemra, it says, one choice, soy, mea.
Chose of mea, Kesef.
I'm a Tamar, but that one last it. Befall Nezik Simbe. Taisus. Kulon ke obois ne shalem e meita. We said the kul obois, they like obois, they have to be meita. Aval ga, afik taisus, af ga to toldois, to obois masnisim. Even though the toldois also, meshalem nami meita, also pay meita. So what do you compare it to the obois? They like toldois as well, toldois also pay meita. Mikon mokoi, hani. Ilam to green a little obois. We knew that the tallest you paid Limita because those are tallest of Obis. So just say Obis and Limita, and the tallest is going to be Limita. But these 24, they don't have subcategories. So they're not Obis. They're going to shank us to Obis. So unless you would call them an Ob, you wouldn't know that they'd be chayiv to pay Limita. If you have something which is under the category of an Av, so we know Av pays Mimeta. So all the categories of it, all the total subcategories of it also pay Mimeta. But we can't, if I would come into Beit Medrash and say, Shano, there's 24 things you have to pay, I'll tell you, Oedis, Mephatim, Beit Shema, there would be no way of knowing that you pay Mimetis. And the people leaving the Beit Medrash would not know whether you pay Mimetis or not.
You didn't call them Avos, you still have a line of the Swan Rashi. We just
went into
one individual
and said, this may have. So here, again, here just came to tell me, you should know. Now, all of these have a din of obvious. Now you're going to learn the Rashi to know why. But they all have a din of obvious. If it wouldn't have said, if Rebbe wouldn't have told us that, then we wouldn't have known this long Rashi. We would not have known this long Rashi.
Each of the kids, Aaron, I saw elsewhere in Shas, you should be saying, this is the problem. We would learn something.
Because since we know, you're right. This is what Rebbe taught us. Rebbe, by teaching us that Av, he taught us this long Rashi. He said, you should know they're all like Ovois, and they all pay me in this. Why? Because we have this Xer Shava, Tachas and Sinai Shalim Kos. Means you've got these places all over Shas where he has these four code words. And how do you know you pay Idis? That you don't see from this these places in Shas. So Chiyu told us that we have this Kesher Shavu to tell me that you pay it. Hear above it? But if you know that Tzar is, you don't have the word Tachas, and therefore want. How do you know it is? How do you know that it's Kesher Shavu to tell me Tachas, you don't have from Shoid, which doesn't have from Shemberga, to tell me you pay me it is? That's what Chiyu taught us. And Kulami, obviously, all the now from Tachas, the Sini, Shani, Kosev, that they got in a while. So it's the start of the scene. The Sifri Mahim Boshes, in the Katsis's couple, they saw us in Nehem. Sifri learns that from somewhere else. And you also learn the other Medim Zomim, the Sif, they saw us in Nehem. So the Sifri has two other drushes to tell me that Boshes. And Edim Zomim means there's a drosh to tell me boishes you learn from Edim Zomim. Now by Edim Zomim you pay this, and by Edim Zomim says we suffer sin echor. So what in boishes you would pay Edis, right? By Edim Zomim you pay this, and by Edim Zomim says well we suffer sin echor. So what in boishes you would pay Edis. So you learn that a different drosh, not the one of the one that we have in our Gemara. Since this is a no match from Seir Shabbat Gemara. Yes, but one second. I don't say that this Seir Shabbat Shabbat, which the Sifri said, is a real bona fide Seir Shabbat. Since our Gemara didn't bring it down as one of the key words. He didn't bring it down as one of the key words. Now let's read over to this again. Tachas and Sinai Shalim Kosev. Bisifri, in the Medrash Sifri, Mapik Boishes, they derive Boishes and pays Idis, Me the kaitzis the katzis is kapo. The sochus in echot. So pasuk that says this in Dvarim Chafei talking about Moshes. The yalif and therefore what? And they learn exerish shove me edim zaymim. The chesiv in edim zaymim says the sochus in echot. So you see the two same words. So sochus in echot by Moshes. The sochus in echot by edim zaymim. Just like edim zaymim, it's edis. So too by Boishes and Idis. So too Boishes and Idis. Says Taisus, the Ein Loima Shuhu Gzeir Shavuot Gmur. Don't make that mistake thinking it's a real Gzeir Shavuot. Medaloi Kama, since he didn't say Asya, since Argamah didn't say Asya, Tachas, Nesinas, Inepo, since he didn't bring that word.
Which word?
In Echo. It's in Echo. Okay.
Full stop. Why couldn't it be two Xero Shabbos?
It's not the same thing.
I guess that's.
Veidim Zeremim, Pirish Rashi, Tirsibu, and Nefesh, and Nefesh.
The fact that the city is learning it from
the past. It's not a real Xero Shabbos. It wasn't, didn't mean it as a Xero Shabbos.
How could
the
learn
the din? Yeah, the din is tachas. Whatever we're learning out to now, so
even the Supreme would agree with that.
Yeah. It's just they were learning a sugya of the Supreme of Bishus, which came up to the word Yisachar Zeinecho. Is it? It's connected with Yisachar Zeinecho.
Smart. Even though it was a real Kesarasa,
yeah. It's because it's a different place. It's a
strange answer.
And the tachas, the real Kesarasham of Bishus is from. Tsar, which is written in somewhere else completely. In Shemoy Yisraf Aleph. And this is three is holding in Dvorim.
Right, it's not a real
Gzei Shava.
It's a
smach to Malma. When the Sefri was learning this possibly, Yisraf Aleph, but Yisraf Aleph, Shemoy, you don't pay, you pay in this, because it says Inecho somewhere else. No, I live with Emerson, it's not the real option.
It's not just it's not. It's not. There is a real something else.
Yeah, it's Steven. It's Father Yossi. We've been through this one. We said it's a type of taste that Yossi will never, at this stage of life, accept.
But it's a moment short.
Yeah, no problem. Take time. It's not the first time that happened, and it won't be the last. Not that Yossi doesn't understand, that's not the point. It's not the first time we've got Shas. Which put in drosha when it's not the real drosha mechlam.
We can't say that there's a machlokes.
No, says this is not. Otherwise,
so they're saying theoretically, but they just said that they in fact would all the machlokes.
Yeah, sure, machlokes because it's all halacha mishmisinai, but yeah, so what one thing they show is. So edim zayim v'yesh yash. There's still simu nefesh benefesh. This is a geshmak thesis. Edim Zayim, how do you pay Edis? Says Rashi, Nefesh b'nefesh. Tzachleima says thesis, Tzachleima afinu me'idu al shuritam she'ed. The reason why I need this verb is because we're not talking about whether we're made that person has to pay Edis. Because if they're made that person has to pay Edis, it's possible they have to pay Edis because that's the system loika shizom am las lochi. Rather, they were being made the person has to pay the boys. And nevertheless, they have to pay this because the pasuk says, Nefesh Benefesh. So, even if they were made on a Shuritan or a Zmazi, all they were made, the person have to pay another person's money. The Dine Biziboris, rather Ziboris. Nevertheless, they have to pay this. They have to pay this. Because if they wanted to make the person a chayv meta, if that's what they were planning to do, then it's all cool, you don't need a fossil. You learn that straight out. They were trying to cause that. They were trying to cause it. It's chayv meta, this has to pay. So we gave Shion this last time, he wasn't listening to the shit again. So we show him about this, whether it's true. But Tais understands
Every time a person comes along and gives Eidus and says, Ploni is fine to pay, Ploni is shor is mazik, so they were trying to cause them to pay Meitav, so they themselves, Poshut, would have to pay Meitav. You don't need any Zer Shovel for that. Poshut, that's all the Poshut said, that's it. Okay, that is where we are up to. And so we'll start the new Sugar next week on Sunday. What time? 10:30 minutes. See you again. The puzzle is very nice. Very sweet. 2 minutes. I'm sorry for your Shabbos table. The puzzle says, on the kiss face of 8 points. To find the possible. So it says that you should make the Avnei Shoyam, and on the Avnei Shoyam, it was written the names of Bnei Yisrael. Vayosem oitzom al kisfois or eifoit. Avnei Zikorin of Bnei Yisrael. Should make these Avnei Zikorin of Bnei Yisrael. To Kipshutoi, Avnei Zikorin of Bnei Yisrael means that it will be as a remembrance for Klal Yisrael, that Hashem will remember Klal Yisrael by these two stones. The Meshach Machmas says a very nice chat. He says, you know, when Yosef was almost nishal with Eishes Potiphar, so he saw Diuknoi Shel Yaakov Shel Aviv, and he said Yaakov said to him that your children are going to have a chayshen of all the different names. You want your name to be missing, and because of that, he was even to his son. He wasn't nishal. He says the same here. Israel have this Kohen Gadol walking into the Kurdish culture. Walking into the Kurdish in the Aveda with the two names. So this should be Avni Zikorin of Nishal, should be remembering for us. We should remember that our stones are there. You want our stones to be with your names on the front of your Shalom. By doing that, a person will protect himself from doing Aveda. So a person remembers the whole time that his names are mamish there in front of Hashem.
If someone has a fire,
yeah,
no road can sue you or anything, and someone walks into the fire, does that work?
There's a fire in the street.
Anywhere, yeah, in the street.
Yeah.
And someone walks into the fire, would that be bore, or is that ash?
That's definitely not ash. That's bore. The ash is spreading. Yeah.